Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
But I'll be honest with you. You have something?
I want to tell you. I've made a change on the Darius campaigning for himself crowd.
Yeah?
Yeah. I made a change only because he went so hard in the paint and he did it all day long. He did it before the game got underway. Uh-oh. And then he did it after the game on ESPN.
Heel turn on Darius?
No, in a good way. I'm now endorsing Darius doing the campaign, and I think I understand why.
Okay.
Darius is doing this because he's looking around and seeing all his friends have a lot of success, and I think he might feel like the odd man out.
Okay.
And I think so he's going to try to group this together as it's a core four, the way that we've all kind of done it, right? Mm-hmm. Although I think you take credit for trying to do that first.
I try. I successfully take credit.
You take as much credit as you want. I don't know that anyone has given you the credit, but you take as much as you want. But I think he's looking around, and I think he's realizing the bus is coming through and the stop, it's going right by his stop. And so he's got to campaign as much as he possibly can in order to get on that ride. He's got to campaign in order to be grouped in with everyone else in order to try to make this all-star team. And if he doesn't speak on it, nobody else is going to speak on it. Maybe Tristan will help, but nobody else is going to speak on it. And I'm here to respect the move.
So So this kind of flies in line with what Fedor said two Fridays ago. And when he joined us, he said there's concern in Darius's camp that Darius isn't getting the credit or enough credit.
Yeah, and it does. It,
for 32
it
and 4.
Feels a little too, look at me, Louie. It feels a little too about me. But I think the turn I'm making here is that Darius is right. Who's speaking up for Darius in these moments?
So, okay. This also flies in with the narrative that when you and I talked about why the team continuously talks about, we need more national exposure, we're being ignored, whether that's real or not, it all kind of flies into the idea of, hey, we got a great team and everybody deserves credit. So when Darius has said that, it's felt like, yeah, and I want my damn credit too. But yeah. you're saying something that I agree that people do a lot. I don't know Darius is doing it, but I like the thought here. That Darius is saying, we've got four all-stars, when in reality, what Darius means is, I'm an all-star, and I would like my credit now.
I just want to be included, is the idea there. And from that perspective, and the idea that, listen, how long, we've been talking about this game now, a good part of today. Now, we did a lot of football mixed in there as well, but we talked about this game a good amount. We haven't brought up Darius once.
I feel like we've brought him up twice, but he's just not been a main focal point. I mean, yeah, you're right.
No, you know what I mean?
Thinking about it now.
And so, like, it's not like, and Darius had a good game.
Yeah.
That was a good Darius game.
Did he do what you wanted him to do last night?
Yeah. Especially, okay. You know what? You know where he had me smitten was that corner three early on in the game. Just from that point forward. And listen, did he disappear a little bit in the second half? In particular in the fourth quarter? two fourth quarter points, and the basket he had going to the basket weight was more garbage time than it was anything that was impressive. Yeah, not thrilled with that development, but yeah, Darius did everything you could ask and then some outside of that. And so, I think this is Darius. I don't hate this move by Darius to try to group himself in, because it really does feel like if Darius doesn't speak on it, nobody's going to speak on it for him.
It makes sense that Darius, who I think is a legitimately, like, I don't think the they love each other thing is a made up thing or embellished in any way. They have a natural enthusiasm with and for each other. Mm-hmm. And so it makes sense that this is a way to get your message out there without trampling on your teammates and trying to put yourself above them. What I will say is it's really something that you can only do when you're 32-4 and the number one seed in the NBA.
Oh, yeah. No, it rings hollow if you're 18-16.
Yeah. Or, well, no, I mean
it just doesn't hit the same way.
If you're 26 and math is real damn hard, I mean, 26-10? All right. If you're 24-12, if you're 24-12, yeah, it rings more hollow. I will say, let's continue to watch this. Like, this is the undercurrent. The main current, the main wave that's hitting us right now and that we're loving so much is 32-4. But that undercurrent of Darius, if this is all real, if what Fedor said, and again, Fedor's the guy that asked him the question, by the way.
Yeah.
Fedor's plugged in with the Cavs as much as you can be for any NBA team, let alone for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Number one person plugged in my opinion.
So, like, he's espoused the theory. And multiple times, we've seen things that you can go, yeah, if you look a little bit closer there, That could be something other than what it is. In the underlying thing here is Darius needing more credit. And what's wild about that is, again, you can only do it when you're 32-4. But here's the thing. It becomes a real problem.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
If at any point pressure comes back again.
I think it becomes a real problem if three people make the All-Star team and Darius is the one left off.
Yo, you think Darius would be the one left? I think it's Jared. I know Jared has been an All-Star.
It's really hard. He's not getting the fan vote early on, but I don't expect him to get the fan vote early on.
Yeah.
It's just he's just not a household name that way. He isn't. But the NBA recognizes what he does.
Yeah.
And so I do think I think there's a possibility that's how it shakes out. Yeah.
So is this something, like, can we get in on this? Like, can we help Darius? Like, is there a way that
how do we campaign for the Forgotten Cavs?
Yeah.
The Forgotten Core Four?
And here's the idea. Under the auspices of, we want to make Darius happy.
This is about team chemistry.
This is about team chemistry.
One goes, all goes.
This is about all for one for all. That's the Three Musketeers, not the Core Four. But
might
you
as
understand.
Well be us, though.
I mean, it just means more for the Cavs.
We're going back to the SEC campaign.
I'm just starting to throw out different monikers there. Core Four. We are all Kipnesses. I'm just doing things.
Your things.
But no, I mean, what can we do justifiably? What can we do? This is not just Nick and JP.
We are garlands.
What? Wrap yourself in garland. No.
Oh,
no.
There we go. I knew it wasn't it, but I like the creativity.
Thoughties out there, do us a favor. When you see Darius at the club, when you see Darius, if you're in the rotation, right, get a little extra love from your boys, Nick and JP. All right? Put a little English on it.
The land for Garland. It was cheesy enough you almost bit.
No.
It was cheesy enough almost bit.
No.
I respect nothing.
All right. So 216-474.
I stand for Garland. Cheesy enough you almost bit.
216.
Oh no! But we are Kipnesses is the slogan of
you
our times.
You had to be there.
It's the
you
slogan
had to
of
be
our times.
216-474-0092. We this is a campaign now, and it's a campaign if you guys embrace it. If I'm just talking about it on air, it's really going nowhere. We are on a mission to get Darius to the All-Star game. Give us some ideas. Like, what are ways? And I feel like we're doing like a GoFundMe, but for Darius Garland when it comes to votes. Like, how can we get Darius to the All-Star game so he feels like he's getting enough pressure? Because, again, that undercurrent, if you have a bad losing streak, or if, let's say, you have a difficult series at the end of the year, that undercurrent is not that far from bubbling up. If we're talking about this, about the All-Star game, when you're 32-4, when credit is that important to you, when you start like this, It's not going away.
I mean, listen, he's not campaigning for Mobley and Donovan Mitchell. Those two are going to make it. We know that, right? I mean, those two are going to make it. So it's the campaign was that was for himself, not to be left off.
And also you, Jarrett. Yeah. And also you. Me, but more importantly, you. This is like when I go get like coffee for my wife in the morning, and then I was there, so I got one for myself. It was because of me. I got the coffee for me, and I just branded it in a really intelligent way.
Yeah, no, my wife does the same thing that you did right there, where she'd be like, "Oh yeah, no, I got this for both of us," and I'm like, "Just tell me you got it for yourself. Yeah. It's okay."
I'm
not going to think any less of it. Just say you were on a trip for yourself.
All right. Well, we were going to go to David, and then it said Garland All-Star. Not yet. No. Nope,
that's not what the campaign
David,
is about.
You're not helping us get Darius to the All-Star game, and you're not helping us maintain peace and prosperity in the Cavs locker room. That's what this is about. And Darius getting his damn flowers. We want your ideas, 216-474-0092. How can we, the people, win a little constitutional there? How can we Clevelanders help Darius to the All-Star game? Let's put the wheels in motion. And as we continue on the conversation, one NFL analyst breaks down a big decision for a potential pick at 2 for the Browns, and one I think you'd like, 92.3 The Fan.